Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Tov Ches. We are up to Sif Gimel, the second to last line on page 546. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, HaMeniach Eruva B'soch HaIr Sheshav Asba, one who decided to make an Eretz Chumen, but he placed it in his own city where he was, so lo asa klum, he accomplished nothing. The aim moded him in the kom eruva. We don't measure his tchum from where he put his eruv. Ela hareyu kivnei ha'ir kulam. He's like all the rest of the members of the city. Sheyesh lahem alpayim amal l'kol ruach chutz l'ir. They have 2,000 amas in all directions from the city. V'chein yinosan eruvo b'mikomos hamitzdarfin la'ir. So too, if a person puts his eruv in the Ibur Ha'ir, the place that joins together with the city, Shemod din ha'tchum chutz mehem, where we measure the tchum from beyond them, ha'rezeh kenosno v'soch ha'ir, that's like putting it in the city. Basically, there's no point in putting an Erev in your city because you have your whole city to walk, plus 2,000 amos. Putting the Erev there would only make it worse for you because then you're limiting where you could walk, so we ignore it. Says the Mishabura Sif Kadnachav Zayin, Lo Osa Klum Sha'arei below Erev Nami Yeshlom in Ha'ir Apayim L'Kol Ruach. Because even without the Erev, you have 2,000 amos in all directions. V'chol Ha'ir Lo Ka'arba Amos, and the whole city is like your 4 amos. So putting the Erev there is doing the same thing. Sif Kadnachav Ches V'ein Modedin, and we don't measure from the place of your Eruv, rather you're like the members of the city. So the Mishabura is just adding on the Vav. The Mechaber should say, Lo Asa Klum, V'ein Modedin Mimakom Eruvo. Kach Tzarech Lomar, V'hu Davar Echad, it's really saying one thing. Sifkaton Chavtes, even if you put your Eruv in the place that's Mitzar to the ear, Pirish Be'ibura Shalir, you put it in the extension of the city, V'hu Tol Shivim Amav Shirayim, the Kanal B'Simin Shin Tzadiches, that's the 70 Amos and 2/3 beyond the city that you start counting the Tchum from after that area. V'afilu Im Nosan Oso Ba'ama Achrona Shel Ha'ibur, even if you put your Eruv in the last Amma of the extension of the city, Ein Nosnin Lo Ha'arba Amo Shenosnin L'Shar Meniach Eruv L'Tzad Chutz. Normally, wherever you put your Eruv down, we give you 4 Amos, and then we start measuring the Tchum. So in this case, when you put your Eruv in the last Amma of the Ibur, we don't first give you 4 Amos and then measure, we just measure from outside of the Ibur. K'mavur L'El, T'kishim Meniach Toch Mechitza. Because when you put your Erev in a mechitza, umakom shenechshav ka'arba amos, or in a place that's considered like arba amos, ein lo litzar chutz klum. You have nothing outside at all. Rather, v'harehu kishar b'neheir, like everyone else in the city, shemodin tchumo takef misof ha'ibur v'halo. We measure right after the makom of the ibur. We don't first give you 4 amos, which would be 1 amma in the ibur plus 3, and then start. We don't do that. Rather, you're like all the other members of the city, and you have your tchum starting from the end of the makom of the ibur. Says the Mechaber, v'aytesiv dalin. Nosan eruvo chutz latchum. You put your erev too far in this case. Beyond the tchum, Eino klum, it's nothing. V'yesh lo tchum mi beso. And we measure your tchum from your house. Says the Mishaburus of Kadon Lamed, Eino klum. Kevon she'yevshar lo lahagia sham bein hashmashos. Since it's impossible to reach the place of your Erev during bein hashmashos. Shu'zman k'niyasa Erev, because that is the time when the Erev takes effect. Me'achar shu chutz latchum mimakom shu omed. It's beyond the tchum of where you're standing. You can't even get there. And therefore, it is not a good Erev. And therefore, you get only from the tchum beso. So Kadon Lamed Aleph, tekeshu omed be beso. O b'tchum beso, because when you're standing in your house or in the tchum of your house, amrinon we say the mistama nichale likno shvisas beso. We assume it's better for you to be kona shvisa in your house kishein eruvo eruv when your eruv is not a good eruv. V'ayin mashagasadnu b'simen tof yud aleph b'mishabura u'biralocha. Look what we're going to see later on in tof yud aleph in the mishabura and the biralocha. That concludes simen tof ches, and now we're going to begin simen tof tes. Simen Tov Tes is din makom nesinas ha'eruv, the place, the dinim of where you place the eruv. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Hanosein eruvo bebeis hakvaros, one who places an eruv in a beis hakvaros, eino eruv, it's not a good eruv, lefi shebeis hakvaros aser b'hano. We'll see how the Mishabura explains this. Because the beis hakvaros, this is not our beis hakvaros, we'll see exactly what it is, it's aser b'hano. V'keivan sherotze b'kiyom ha'eruv sham, since you want the eruv to be lasting there, achar kniya, after it takes effect, harei nenebo, so you are benefiting from the beis hakfaros that is storing your eruv, and therefore it's not good. V'im nesano b'beis hapras, if you put in a beis hapras, which is a field where there was a possibly a grave that was plowed up, so it's a suffix tumah, harei ze eruv, that is a good eruv. V'afilu haya kohen, even if the person that had a place there was a kohen, because he's able to come in there in some kind of cabinet that's floating in the air. We'll see exactly what that means. Or he can walk through as he's blowing to make sure there's no piece of bone that's very small that he would become tummy from. So there is a way for a kohen to go into a beis hapras, therefore it would be a good eruv, but not into a beis hakfaros. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph, Hanosim, one who puts his eruv in the beis hakfaros, Mairi afilu b'Yisrael, this is talking about even for Yisrael. V'im nisanu sham ha'eruv b'shel kohen, and if you place the eruv there on behalf of a kohen, belav hatam shebifnim, even besides the reason that was brought in the mechaber that you're getting hanof in the beis hakfaros, gam kein aser, it would also be aser for another reason for the kohen. Mishum de ba'ina sheyachol lagil l'makom eruvah, we need you to be able to get to your eruv. The cave on the kohen who lo asher, since you're a kohen, you can't go to the beis hakfaros, you can't get there. So kohen would have two problems with the eruv in the beis hakfaros. Yisrael, like the mechaber is discussing, has one problem. What's the problem? Is the beis hakfaros is aser banah, says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Beis, umari bekever shel binyan. It's not talking about a kever in the ground, it's talking about a kever that is in a building. The ilu nisanu bekever shel karka shari, but if you put it in a kever, like we have them in the ground, then it will be permissible. The karka olam lo nesar, the ground does not become aser banah, kemo shekasav yordeya simin shin samadalit. The kol shekeinim lo nisanu bekever. Certainly, if you didn't put in the kever at all, rak ala karka shebitzdodei akfaros, just on the ground next to the kfaros, bevadei lukuyama eruvu, eruv according to everyone, for sure that eruv would be good. De ein sham israhanah klal, there's absolutely no israhanah over there. Sivkot and gimel. So the reason why the eruv in the beis akfaros, in this binyan of a kever, is going to be no good, is because it's aser banah, and since you want the kiyum of the eruv achar kniya, zakta mishabura. The masha munach sham ben hashmashos is that which the eruv is there during ben hashmashos, shu shas kniya shvisa, which is the time that you're kona shvisa there. Lo ich baslon, that we have no problem with. Kevan she'ein ma'arvin el dvar mitzvah, since as we'll see later, you only make an eruv tchumen for dvar mitzvah. Umitzvos lav lehonos nitnu, a mitzvos were not given for us for hanah, so they don't count as getting hanah. V'al kein lo chashiv hanah mashu yochal leilich al yidei zel l'chutz l'tchum. Therefore, it's not considered that you're getting hanah from it, the fact that it enables you to walk beyond the tchum. Elamasha rotze shia ha'eruv kayim sham af achar kniyas ha'shvisa. But the fact that you want your eruv to be lasting even after Ben Hashmashos, after you were kona shvisa there, kedei lechol achar kachem yirtza, so you can eat the eruv later if you want to, zechoshev hanah. That's time. You're storing your food in a place that you're not allowed to store it. That's nothing to do with the mitzvah. So that's the problem. V'lochein osru likno sham shvisa. Because of that, they asked you from placing an eruv there and being kona shvisa in that place. However, a beis hapras is very different. Sivkot and dalin, who sada shenechosh bakever, that is a field where a grave was plowed up. V'chayshinon midrabbanan, there's only a chash midrabbanan. Shem anisha shem adayim etzem kesora. Maybe there remained over there after the plowing up of the kever a bone of the mace that was the size of a piece of barley that's matami when you touch it. Sivkot and hey hareza eruv, that would be a good eruv. De lo shayach kan israhano klal, it's not shayach over here to an israhano at all, because you're not. There's no Israhanah over here at all, because again, it's in the ground. It's not this building of the kever. There's no Israhanah. Sivkotan vav mipnei. We said the reason is because even for a kohen, he's able to go in and migdal pareach. Rotzalomar after midrabbanan aser la kohen leilich sham. Even though midrabbanan, it's certainly aser for a kohen to go there. Shema yosit biraglav etzem kesora. He might move with his foot a bone the size of a piece of barley. The matami b'magul masa, which is matami, and we're touching it or carrying it. The imkain hare eno yochel agil makom eruvo. If so, the kohen can't reach his eruv. Mikom makom shari. Still, it's permissible. The efshalali kane shamai the migdal pareach. Because he's able to enter in some kind of cabinet that's raised off the ground. V'hunisa agabe shvarim. So if he's in some kind of box that's being held by oxen and he's actually over the air, that's going to be okay, because then there's no chash of him touching the tumah. The al yidei zeh lo yozus be'etzem, through being carried in the air, he's not going to come to touch any bone. V'davka be'beis haprashu midrabbanan. Specifically by be'beis haprashu, which is only the rabbanan, v'ein bo tumas ohel, and there is no concept of tumas ohel there. Masha'en kem be'beis hakvaros, which is not the case of be'beis hakvaros, i'efshar be'etzah zo la kohen. This etzah would not help for a kohen. Mipneishu mahil al kvarim. He's making an ohel over the kvarim. But by Vesa Pras, where there's no concern of a tumas ohel, because an etzem kisaora is too small for tumas ohel, there's only a shash of touching. So if you're being carried in, you're not touching it. There's no tumas ohel, and therefore that would be okay. Even if you would go in some kind of box that holds more than arba'im sa'a, that still wouldn't help, because that still wouldn't be a separation, that you wouldn't be making an ohel over the kever. The kaimelon ohel zoruk lavshmei ohel, we hold an ohel in the air, that zoruk, that's thrown in the air, is not called an ohel. The chol she'eno ohel in a chotzeitz, once it doesn't have a shame ohel, it's not a chatzitza. So again, you're being mahel over the kvarim. The other eitzah for the kohen to go in is to be menafeach, is to blow on his way in. Ki mipnei shum midrabanan. Since again, this is only a derabanan, samchu lahokel, they went lekula, v'leilich aydeni pu'ap b'pid, they allow him to go through by blowing with his mouth. V'im yesham etzim kesori yitcheyu, if there's a bone the size of a piece of barley, he'll blow it away, it'll get pushed away. The etzem gadol yireyu, and if he sees a larger bone, he'll be visible. He'll see it, and he will avoid it. And therefore, the Beis HaPras has these two eitzes for a kohen to go through, and therefore, the eruv that's put in a Beis HaPras will be kosher, because the chshashos do not apply, not for a kohen, not for Yisrael, but an eruv put in the Beis HaKfaros that we're discussing over here, that high Beis HaKfaros has A, a problem for the kohen, he has no way to get in, and B, a problem even for Yisrael, because that is using the kever that those kfarim were usher by. Noel, we'll stop here and continue next time, Mitzvah Hashem, with Sif Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.